I'll start with an opening statement.
Yeah, I'm proud of our guys. Certainly first Patriot League game, defending our last year's championship and, playing against a good Colgate team. Got off to a slow start, regrouped at halftime, played a strong second half, got contributions from a bunch of different guys. Garver made the saves that we needed him to make in that second half, having 6 out of his 8 saves in there. Defense really stepped up, held them to 3 goals. Connor Calderon did a great job at the X. Vince did Vince things. So it wasn't the cleanest of games, but I'm proud of the way we responded. Give a lot of credit to Colgate. I thought they had a good game plan. I thought they played really hard. I thought the goalie got off to a great start, making 8 saves in that first quarter. Just a typical Patriot League grind-out game.
How important is it to see a guy like Jake Cates score that goal 6 seconds left in the first quarter? And it seemed like he gave the bench a boost, but how important was that goal, not just on the scoreboard, but just from a momentum perspective?
Yeah, it was great to have Jake back. I mean, he's been working hard to get back, and to have him back on, scored a big goal, but have him back on the field and just his energy and, made a great, great individual effort as Jake is capable of doing and scored, made a really nice pass to Timmy on man up that we didn't finish. But it was great to certainly have Jake back.
And then you had that 3-goal run at the end of the second quarter to get back in the game after Colgate had taken a lead. Just, how important is it for guys like Niedringhaus and Dialto to have that senior experience and not panic and to be able to put together a couple quick goals?
Yeah, I thought Needs had a really strong game. As you mentioned, we got the goal from Cates to make it 2-1 after kind of a sloppy first half from us. And then, Bork, we score in the first possession to tie it up, and then Colgate goes on a 3 goal run. And I think we were trying to find our footing, and Needs had a real nice individual effort, and then Vince had two nice goals to tie it up. I think it kind of calmed us down going into halftime, and we certainly weren't going to hit the panic button, but any time that you can go into halftime tied as opposed to down a couple of goals, you can kind of stick to your game plan and not do any major adjustments unless necessary. So obviously they got the first goal second half, and then we responded by going on a nice little run there. So, again, credit to the team for, staying together and not being flustered and making the plays that we needed to in the second half.
Yeah, talk about that third quarter. Obviously Colgate got the first goal, but, what adjustments did you make that led to some success for you in that second half?
I think we just got back to what we do. We talked about our pillars at halftime, I think it wasn't necessarily an execution thing. I thought Colgate was playing harder than us. I thought we weren't competing at the level. I don't think we had the urgency that we needed. I think guys were trying to do a little too much. I thought we shared the ball a little bit better in that third quarter. Had some nice riding plays that created some offense. It won some faceoffs to maintain some possessions, and we kind of just got back to BU lacrosse, making the extra pass, sharing the ball, creating turnovers, riding well, winning faceoffs. Garber made some key saves. So we're able to go on a nice run there because we made one play at a time.
And then finally, how nice was it to be back at Nickerson Field after so long away? The last game was that Patriot League championship back in May.
Yeah, it was great, and credit to the field crew. We had some weather pregame, and they did a nice job getting the field ready. Jill Cardell and her group did a really nice job. So it was great to be on Nickerson. Nice to have a nice crowd. Certainly we play well here. So, it was great to be back and get our first Patriot League win.